We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hell of a coach. Look at his resume. I mean, he's innovative offensively. And that's the wave of the future right now. So I'm excited to get a chance to meet him.
That's dope. Will we see you next year? Are you going to be playing?
I don't know yet. It's taking a little time to figure it out still.
Do you know when you'll know, like, do you know when we'll know, like, what sort of time frame until that sort of stuff is confirmed?
Just day by day, you know, there's no time frame at all.
Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Ah, yes. The TMZ report with the Australian reporter who ambushes famous athlete at the airport clip. Larry Fitzgerald in Los Angeles gets interrogated by a guy from Melbourne, Australia about his football future. Says he doesn't know what he's going to do. There are feelings out there, meaning Phoenix, meaning the Cardinals beat, whatever, however you want to put it, that they're ready to, like,
be done here.
Yeah.
How? I thought I remembered hearing him say that he intended to only play in Arizona, and that was it. A one-team guy. I think he would come to certain other teams, though, for a chance at a ring. And he can still play. Still absolutely help a team.
His streak of 1,000-yard season snapped this year. He had three straight in his mid-30s. Three straight 1,000-yard seasons, three straight 100-yard catch seasons.
And he would have had both. He probably would have had at least the 1,000 yards had he had a competent quarterback situation this year.
They fired their offensive coordinator midseason. The Cardinals were the worst team in the NFL. They started three QBs. So it's not all just Larry Fitzgerald's ancient body that led to him putting up pedestrian numbers. The Steelers are going to have to cobble together a group of wide receivers for next year if they trade Antonio Brown, because they're not going to get one back in the trade. That sounds or seems unlikely to me. So that leaves the draft, free agency, and maybe another trade. If you jettison Antonio Brown, would you feel good about replacing him with Larry Fitzgerald?
No, because I'd be replacing the best wide receiver in football, who is toxic in the locker room, it seems, even though most of his teammates seem to like him, for a guy who is not the best receiver in football, who's a great locker room guy, and if you fill the locker room with players that are not the best or close to it anymore, that are great guys, you will have a nice, really happy 5-11 team. So no, I would not be happy with that trade. I suspect if that poll question were put up...
Well, that's not a trade, but I'm sorry, that addition. Brown for Larry Fitzgerald.
Hold on, I misspoke. I would not be happy with that Antonio Brown out and then in by some other method is Larry Fitzgerald. No, thank you.
Well, then who are you going to pick up? Who are going to be the guys that pick up the slack for Antonio Brown next year?
A draft pick, James Washington, I don't know. Why would you want to? I mean, Larry Fitzgerald.
Okay, you can still do all of those things.
Why do you want Larry Fitzgerald here? Does Larry Fitzgerald want to pay or want to play for what you can pay him?
Because I think he's still good.
I'm not saying
he's bad. That's why I want him here.
No, I'm not saying he's bad.
If I had my choice right now of Larry Fitzgerald at, let's say, $6 or $7 million, mm-hmm, or Antonio Brown at, what, $14 million? I'd rather have Fitzgerald.
Yeah, not me. I'd rather have the guy that roughly doubled his production across the board, approximately, this year.
But you can...
Over twice as many touchdowns.
But you can start to claim that there's a real culture shift and change here, and it's about winning, if you brought in Fitzgerald as one of the guys to replace Antonio Brown.
Why would you claim that? You're bringing in a guy for like maybe a 1 year deal.
Yeah.
And
guys like
a,
that win all the time in competitive sports. 1 year prove it deals for guys who are near the end of the line, who are chasing a ring and want to win a championship. Those guys help teams win titles constantly.
Larry Fitzgerald doesn't know if he wants to come back to football for sure next year. So
okay,
you'd be getting a guy whose commitment would be in question. If he came back, does he really want to be back?
3 weeks after his team went, 3-13? He's not sure about his future? If the city where he played college football, a franchise with 6 Lombardi trophies, said, hey, Larry, we've got a big hole at wide receiver now. Can you help us out? I think that might get his dander up, Chris. I think it might get him interested.
You know what would get
him
more,
crazy.
You know what would probably still get him more interested? If the New England Patriots said, hey, Larry, come and play here.
Great. My point is, you're making my point for me.
Oh.
You're saying New England, if New England's interested, he'd pick the Patriots over the Steelers? Okay, but when you say that, you're telling me you think he can still play.
Oh, I didn't say that that I'd rather have Antonio Brown on this team next year than Larry Fitzgerald, that Larry Fitzgerald can't play. It's a very clear statement on the fact that Antonio Brown, when he's right, is still the best in the game.
Okay, if you apply that logic, then you wouldn't get rid of Antonio Brown for anything because you're not going to find another wide receiver who's as talented or as good as him.
Antonio Brown started next season on the Steelers. I wouldn't be crying in my milk. I wouldn't be sitting here going, well, this is the sum of all fears. I'd be like, the guy that doesn't get off.
I think they'd be bringing back a ticking time bomb if they did
that. With who, though? We just got done talking about last hour how curious it was that so many of his teammates have publicly supported him.
Yeah.
In many ways, verbally on social media.
Just because he has their support doesn't mean that that's going to prevent AB from blowing up again.
Oh, it's very clear that it's a Ben versus AB thing, and it sounds like AB is getting a lot more of the support than the quarterback, and the only deal here is you can't trade the quarterback.
Craig, who would you rather have on the Steelers next year? Larry Fitzgerald?
You don't even have
Brown?
To ask. Larry Fitz. Give me him, his leadership, and the money you'd save on Antonio Brown and the draft pick you'd get for him, and you're a better team.
I agree. That was very well put. You're, as a lifelong diehard Pitt fan, you're telling me if Antonio Brown was gone and they signed Fitzgerald to a 1 year deal, you wouldn't be doing backflips in this studio?
No.
Wow. I am shocked to hear that.
Because they'd probably be a worse football team. Everyone keeps saying Antonio Brown burned this bridge. Antonio Brown burned that bridge.
You know what?
It sounds like the bridge is between he and seven, and that's the bridge that he burned.
Let's ask our listeners, who would you rather have on the Steelers next year? Antonio Brown or Larry Fitzgerald? 412-928-9370.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.